fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with Dan Dugan.
Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. And I just really wanted to say hope floats. Hope floats right on out the door.
Hope Hicks. Who is telling white lies.
Yes.
Do you got a white lies line from a song?
Just little white lies, exactly. There are several songs I'm sure we could sum it up for that one. She told some white lies, and she feels guilty for the white lies and feels bad about it. And she has to devote some time with her family. And I think I heard that this is number 50. White House staff who have been either fired, or resigned.
And their families are like, the hell out, leave me alone, get a job.
Well, they just
they're
keep
all
coming.
Resigning to spend quality time with their family.
Well, the white lies, you know, that would have brought the whole administration down.
But
how white do you think those lies are, Bob?
Little white lies. And one of the ones she was talking
there
about
is a song,
was
little
the
white lies.
Fame meeting, you know, with Kushner and Donnie Trump Jr. and Manafort. She told a white lie.
She told a white
two.
Lie about that.
Yeah.
Well, that puts her in league with Jeff Sessions.
Because he said they were in there not discussing important stuff. And they were in there going, where are we going to launder money next? Baku?
Da?
Maybe the Revolutionary Guard of Iran has some cash that's dirty.
Imagine that. You're suggesting that the White House might actually become involved with the Iranians? Like, that guy's name in the 80s? Reagan, I think it was.
What about Baku? What about Azerbaijan? How in one of the world's most corrupt countries do you build a Trump Tower-type building?
You find where freedom rings the loudest, as well as the bucks.
Freedom to launder. You know, this president has as much right as other presidents like Richard Nixon to deal with the mob.
Absolutely.
Remember Richard Nixon had B.B. Rebozo?
B.B. Rebozo, very famous.
Forgot he put $250,000 in his pocket. What? So much illegal money was coming in to creep the committee to reelect the president.
Right.
You couldn't keep track. 250 here,
well,
250 there.
I'm just beginning
there.
To think that Trump's slogan, taking a tip from Truman, should be the buck never stops. Anywho, I mentioned Sessions.
You got to dry it. You got to launder it. So it's got to stop for a few minutes in the dry cycle.
I mentioned Mr. Sessions, or as Trump called him, Magoo. I'm sure you're old enough to remember Mr. Magoo.
Wasn't that
although
elder,
he's more the Keebler elf than he is Mr. Magoo.
But Mr. Magoo was kind of elder abuse,
yeah.
Right?
Well, right. He abused a lot of people, too. He was a crotchety old fart.
They made fun of that Asian guy who was always saying, Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo.
Oh,
my. We're not going there. We're not going there. But seriously, how do you see the Trump versus Sessions tiff?
Well, I'm on your side. I think he's
much number 51
more a Keebler elf than he is Mr.
Yes.
Magoo.
Right. But do you think this is for real, or is this just...
Well, I think he's tremendously disappointed. He's used to a privately held company where he's the CEO, and if he hires you, you cover for him. You tell white lies, you tell red lies, you tell big, giant black lies. That's
your
job.
You tell him how to do his job.
And Jeff Sessions was smart enough to say, I'm recusing myself because...
Well, that was in that case. But this week, they're discussing the possibility of Sessions being fired or resigning because he...
And it's about the seventh time he's gone down that road.
Well, yeah, okay. So maybe is this time is it real?
Well, you know, it's... it could be real as they tighten the noose.
Uh-huh.
And as it looks, Steve Bannon said, it looks more and more like money laundering.
Really? Steve Bannon said that?
Steve Bannon said that. Well, you know, the quote...
Maybe he heard it right here on WGRN from you on the other side of the news.
Well, the quote came in from the old quote from a conference a decade ago or so. From Donnie Trump Jr. saying, you know, the majority of our assets are from Russia.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Also, quote now surfacing, Glenn Simpson testified before the House committee, and that's been leaking out, that testimony. And he was saying that essentially Donald Trump was saying, we don't need banks, because we have a $100 million line of credit with the Russians.
Junior said this?
Yes.
That's a good one.
So, again, you know, well, why are they putting so much money? He also testified that they were committing fraud. The Russians would pretend like they were buying stakes in Trump's business, so that legitimate money
Trump did sell stakes for a while, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Let's go over big in Russia. But, yeah, now, the Mueller investigation right now has 19 indictments is what I believe is the most recent count. So, yeah, the noose tightens. And so Junior, though, and this has been my thought for a long time, if Junior gets charged, then doesn't his daddy have to pardon him?
Yes. No, I think he does, primarily because they're all tied together.
Yeah,
and when his son-in-law,
Jared,
you know,
J.K.
Kushner,
the who, Middle East
by
peace
the way,
guy,
you know, they keep racking up potential indictments as the old ones get closer and closer.
Right.
But Joshua Harris, founder of Apollo Global Management, advising the Trump administration on infrastructure policy, goes to the White House, advises, and then turns around and lends $184 million to the Kushner family, to their real estate
pocket
firm,
change, right?
Three times the normal loan from Apollo Global Management. And, of course, Citibank loaned him $325 million. So what is it about Mr. Kushner working in the White House, married to the president's daughter, that causes incredibly wealthy people to show up at the White House and then loan unprecedented money?
I think it's because his daughter's so hot. That's what it. She's
well,
she's
yeah,
so
well,
attractive.
Actually,
they just can't resist.
Well,
throwing
that actually
money.
Sounds like a Donald Trump analysis.
Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Along with something
she,
like,
she, I'm
if
sorry,
she wasn't
she's the
my
most
daughter,
beautiful
I would
woman
date her.
In, yeah. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. So of course, people are going to throw money at the White House. And his wife's beautiful too. So they're beautiful people, and that's why they are doing such a bang up business for Trump Incorporated. But yes, the noose continues to tighten. Trump squared off against Sessions, and he also has apparently squared off against the NRA. Is this for real? I mean, you know,
who knows? He's an impulsive.
He's got to be 21 now.
Fellow.
He's going along with the 21 years old.
Well, what happens when you Twitter calling the attorney general disgraceful, right? You're calling your appointment, quote, disgraceful.
Hmm. Yeah, there you go. Disgraceful. Magoo is disgraceful. But, yeah, I'm wondering about whether or not, because it's only a few window dressing issues that Trump is opposing the NRA on, like the age and bump stocks, right? And
that he's going to handle through an executive order.
But he's just making it look as if he's standing up to the NRA, right?
Well, that's what it appears to be. It's a very popular issue. And to some extent, he does appear to have more backbone than most of the Republicans in Congress who won't stand up to him on any issues. But right of it. Here's the key thing is that Trump doesn't need the money, right?
Right.
He gets free media. He's a billionaire. Most of the Rob Portman, well over $1 million, right? Most of the Republicans are addicted and dependent upon the NRA money.
So, but what he's doing, again, it's talk about politics. It's
right,
really it's, just to make it look good as if they're standing.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad idea, particularly after his son-in-law, again, Jared Kushner, again, was stripped of his top secret security
right.
clearance.
He lost the top
He
secret.
Had top secret.
Still secret.
Yeah,
but
that's
not top
yeah,
secret.
But as it was explained on
is there bottom secret
CNN.
That's a secret.
Secret is what the lawn guy has at the White House. Pedro, who Don's got his eye
the
on,
dude's parking cars.
An undocumented guy on the lawn service, yeah. And he's really been here for three generations. But Trump's watching him. But yeah, if you're doing the lawn work at the White House, you've got a secret clearance.
Right, secret clearance. So, hey, can we get back to the Russians for a second, though? Because Putin, apparently, is he in the midst of a re-election campaign?
He is. There shall be an election this month.
He's flying the flag, and he's told the world that you didn't listen before, but you better listen now because we have the ultimate nuclear weapon. Correct? I mean,
well, he's got him
there's
a drone.
There's so much news out there. Just sort of bounced off my head early this morning, I think.
Low-flying nuke.
Yes.
Right? He's got him a cruise missile. They fly low.
Invincible nuke.
Hard to pick up on radar.
Yeah.
When the U.S. tried to deploy these back.
Or red air.
In the Reagan years. This stuff, these are hair trigger. They go very fast. Mm-hmm. So he claims that these drone crews traveling fast, can take out, whole battleship groups.
Aha. So the rest of the world better pay attention. The Russians aren't sleeping at the switch.
And he's running for re-election.
They're not sleeping in Syria either, as we know. He's running for re-election, so he wants to appear, patriotic. He's a tough guy. He's a strong man. He's Donald Trump's hero too, obviously. But I don't know. That seems a little scary, because I kind of have this feeling that we all became convinced that we won. We, the United States, won the Cold War. And you know what? It seems to look like it never really went away.
Well, it went away under Yeltsin when Yeltsin, who was chronically drunk, allowed U.S. corporations to loot Russian resources.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we fixed the election.
Right, exactly.
Of 1996.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Time magazine wrote its famous cover story on that. So there's something bizarre here because the United States, well over 100 years has been intervening and fixing
right.
elections
Absolutely.
All around
yeah.
the globe.
Panama. I'm not even start naming countries.
Yeah,
it could go on
whole,
and on.
Yeah. Panama, we created a whole country from scratch.
It's yeah, like, absolutely.
Hi, we don't like
See,
the way
these
this
guys
is
over
going.
Here, they wear these hats. We're going to call them Panamanians, and they want freedom. And here's our Navy right here in your harbor. And I guess you better let them go, Colombians.
You think you're part of Colombia.
Now let's talk about a deal
it's
on
a
the
new
canal.
Country.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one, as we know. Yeah. So many times we've stepped into other people's elections. There was also the conventional wisdom is that the Russians did help in a large way with the last election, you being an election specialist. Right?
Yeah. They appeared to help more with the bots. And this is WGRN.
That's what I thought. The Green Renaissance.
94.1.
94.1 on your dial.
A lot of people think 94.2. No, Dan Dugan, you know the number.
0.1, yeah. It's
Point
digital,
one.
Folks. You can no longer just twiddle the knob. I miss those days. Knob twiddling. Oh, boy. Anyway, where were we? We were discussing the Russians.
Mr. Dugan
and bombs.
Was knob
Oh, yes, the
twiddling.
Question. The question put to you, sir. Was do you feel the Russians really did greatly influence our election with Trump, or is it people not wanting to take credit for letting that idiot get in the White House?
Well, yeah. I think we don't know, and that's the problem. We know
right.
they attempted
right.
to
well, of course
interfere,
right.
and they
right.
used their little bots and you know, they were trying to do what we do regularly in the U.S.
Our Facebook ads had effect.
And the vote, here's the thing, the vote was close enough in three states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
Were about, you know, 50, 60,000 votes shift in those three states. It comes out with a different result.
That's true.
And they had enough activity going on that they could have influenced the election through the social media.
Shave a few points here and there, which is what the Republicans are good at doing anyway.
Yeah, the, what we used to call strip and flip it, right? You strip the voter rolls, and we know the Russians were in numerous states looking at the voter rolls. Now, they're telling us no one was stripped from the voter rolls. But again, you know, you're working for the Republicans. They're famous. John Husted here in Ohio, you know, stripped more than a million people.
Yeah, there you go.
Deregistered them, which is a better term. Stripped their names off the voter rolls. Again, you had the Secretary of State in Kansas, Kris Kobach, doing the same thing. Right, this guy is, you know,
because
a nativist,
suppressing the vote is,
a racist, hates immigrants, thinks that hundreds of thousands of immigrants, about 7% of the entire immigrant population, is using two names. Do you know how many?
Yeah,
there's 250,000 Michael Jacksons on the voting roll in a lot of states.
And Hispanics, you know, they take their mother's name, too.
A lot of them are named
of course they have.
Rodriguez.
But also, if their mother was Lopez, then they're Lopez Rodriguez. See how that works? I'm helping Kansas here. Anyway.
But, you know, and a lot of those South Koreans have names that are very similar.
Yes.
Moon.
Right. A lot of Moons.
A lot of Moons.
A lot of Kims.
A lot of Kims.
Right. A lot of Parks.
A lot of Parks.
There you go. Right.
And they're all the same.
Right. So
they
must be
similar.
The same people.
They should be stripped from the voting rolls.
Right, because it's obviously a duplicate. Yep, exactly. The game continues, though, and I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like the Republicans are better at it, you know?
They are. They're more ruthless. Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, how do you have it that Pennsylvania, for instance, where it's at least 50-50, you know, if you want to go blue-red, if you want to use those terminologies, Democrats, Republicans, it's nearly 50-50, but they control
it. Well, how would you know whether the Russians intervened or not?
True, 86%
of the votes, there's no paper in the machine. Pennsylvania's legislative body, now the courts have said you have to put paper in. Because how can you recount anything when there's no ballot, when there's no paper?
Right, right. Believe me, we've heard on that one, and is there... At this point, last I knew that the court had ordered that they have the paper, but wasn't it being challenged by the Republicans yet again?
Yeah, although the last court decision was, look, you have to have paper in your machine.
Right. Well, there you go. One small victory, right?
Yeah, it's hard to recount something. I mean, how do you recount a direct recording electronic computer voting machine? You re-push the button and it gives you the same results.
Right.
Hi, let's recount it. 1 second later. It's exactly the same result.
Makes it
the
simple.
Last time we pushed
makes
the button.
It simple. There you go. You got your recount. Yeah, very good.
And it's quick. It's quick.
Right.
Totally non-verifiable and non-transparent.
So, hey, one more thing on dealing with elections. The city council apparently rejected Jonathan Beard's petition.
They
to
did.
Change the rules of
at the advice of Zach Klein, who's actually
voting, doing
law for the first time in his life, right? He'd never been in a court. But Mr. Zach Klein said that it's more than one issue. So it violates single issue. Luckily, the decision was written for him. The advisory committee was written by Rick Pfeiffer. But when you submit something like election reform, you're allowed to do election reform. For example, if it's the council, we're going to have districts. You're allowed to submit a map. That doesn't make it two things, Right. They're right. Because if you don't submit the map, they go, where's the secret map? And if you submit it, they go, two
a
things.
Secret map. Top secret map, no less.
Only right. known to Jeff Sessions.
So it was based on that you can't put, right, two issues on the ballot.
Oh, and the other thing they said, well,
heading.
It's not going to increase the cost to council, right? Because last time they go, you're bringing in new districts and a few more city council people. That's going to be $1 billion. And you go, no, it can increase the budget more than this small percent.
Right.
And they're going, three issues now. You got three issues.
So, but can Mr. Beard challenge this, or is he challenging? He is challenging.
My understanding,
it, right?
He is going to challenge. He's consulted
right.
an attorney, and I expect a challenge by Wednesday.
By Wednesday.
Wednesday. Probably
right.
going to the Supreme Court.
Friday, that, yeah. Okay.
He'll go to the Supreme Court and we'll argue.
Less than a week.
His everyday people for positive change.
Because I am everyday people.
Me too.
I knew that. I knew that. There you go. Hit that high falsetto, Bob. We're ready to get funky.
Stay alive.
Also, locally, it appears that there's a bit of a scare in the Clintonville neighborhood, the Clinton Hill neighborhood, which, by the way, is an unbelievably large neighborhood. It stretches from Arcadia all the way up to Worthington, up to the boneyard, the last boneyard on the left.
Are you throwing
Worthington.
Beach Wall in here?
Well, Beach Wall is lumped right in with it now. That's my understanding. It's not a separate entity, although I always thought it was. But no, they call it Clintonville from Arcadia. Like I'm saying, there's a graveyard just before Worthington, way up past Graceland, et cetera. Anyway, so regardless, somewhere in that vast neighborhood, putting up pro-Nazi flyers.
On Indianola, as I understand.
Okay. Whereabouts on Indianola, curiously? He curiously asked.
We don't know where there
right
would
around
be
that,
somebody susceptible.
Lots of telephone poles,
right?
Perhaps.
I'm trying to think where there's some
and it's not
apartments
just,
there.
It's not just kids going out screwing around. I mean, that would be my first guess.
Well, here's
trying
the,
to get some attention.
Here's the whole thing: is that every since Charlottesville,
right,
it's gotten
right.
a lot more serious.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Who knows at this point? Other than this is the fourth community or the fourth time. We've already seen this in Westerville. We've seen it in, again,
did you guys get a look at the flyer, by the way, the pro-Nazi flyer?
It's from a group called Patriot Front. There's been this tremendous rise in these militia groups since Trump became president. It really started, most of the so-called patriot groups and the militia groups disappeared after the Oklahoma City.
Is that who's
City,
behind this, though? This,
bomb,
this
yeah, group calling itself the Patriot Front.
Okay, that's who's behind this flyering.
That's behind
okay.
this.
All right.
But there's been a tremendous growth in groups calling themselves patriot groups.
Right, right.
And many of them
well,
now
they can do
have
something with their guns, right?
Militias, right? The full-blown paramilitary militias. And this happened in the 1990s until 95 when Tim McVeigh decided to take out the Oklahoma City federal building and a daycare center full of kids.
Yeah.
That put a real damper on the brave patriotic militia.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So it faded away. It fell. But then, when do you suppose it began to take off again? The militias had to come back because?
Because they love their country.
Yes, and they were defending it from a Kenyan who had taken Kenyan Muslim black man.
Kenyan defend this country. You know, I did a little time at OSU, and I took an anthropology class and came to find out that we were all pretty much human beings, pretty much from the Great Rift Valley. And you know where that is? It's like where Kenya is. He's not the only one from Kenya. That's what I know. I worked that out in my genius world, genius brain?
I thought the Great Rift Valley was the Motor City.
It is now. Yeah, you're right. The modern Great Rift Valley. Being the from Rift. The Motown.
Motown. So, there's a certain
And tell us what they would do in the Motor City if someone put pro-Nazi flyers up.
Oh, it wouldn't be pretty. Detroit used to have something they called an attitude adjustment. A good butt whooping, and they'd put you in a garbage
attitude
container.
Yeah,
overnight.
I got a number of those from my older brothers.
A nice bin, they'd stick you in.
Nightly.
And think, okay, do you really want to be a neo-Nazi or a so-called patriot?
Right.
Or do you want to get whooped constantly?
Well, locally, though, there's always been a strong anti-racist action.
Well, arguably the,
involving people like our friends Jim McNamara and Mark Fisher and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, those guys spend a lot of time in... ARA was bigger here than virtually anywhere.
Right.
It was sort of the, headquarters of the anti-racist action movement, mm-hmm. which, by the way, was it Bosstones that were involved?
Mighty, mighty, mighty Bosstones, yes.
Three Mighties or
no,
two?
No. Just a couple of Mighties.
Mighty, mighty Bosstones. Did a lot of stuff for ARA. There was a ton of bands that would come to your frequent your establishment, but mm-hmm. was doing a lot of stuff for anti-racist action.
Sure. We hosted a number of anti-racist benefits, and much was said and a lot was done. But what's being done now concerning this Clintonville?
Well, on Saturday at 12 o'clock at East North Broadway, there'll be a anti-Klan rally.
East North Broadway and?
High.
And High.
High Street.
At noon on Saturday.
And no one will be Heil Hitlerin.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, maybe,
but
maybe
after,
not.
You may recall 4 days after Trump's election, a well-known neo-Nazi who say, I'm a mere white identity lover. I love my white identity. Richard Spencer. What did he do? Hail Trump.
Dickie Spencer.
Hail victory. Hail Trump. And many of the supporters there gave the Sikh Heil.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Did Trump know what that was, by the way? Because he seems to not. Did you know he didn't realize that there were movie ratings? He was discussing guns, and he said that, there's kids these days, they've got these internet video games that are violent, and then they have these movies that anything goes. Someone should do a rating system. Seriously.
Hell of an idea.
Seriously.
Did he come up with that?
I guess so.
No wonder he's got a huge.
That's the kind of thing.
Yeah. Huge IQ.
Colbert did it the other night, and I thought, that's too easy, Jeez, don't you pay comedy writers to come up with something? But top that. Wow. It's incredible.
It's almost like you feel sorry for him.
Well, I tell you, he's going to have to fight it out with Mr. Magoo. He's going to have to figure out, and people are going to have to figure out what in the hell he is saying on guns, because, as we know, he doesn't always stand by his
but as you
decisions.
Once said,
as he was with DACA, which,
send lawyers, guns, and money.
Sure enough.
The feces has hit the fan.
Oh, I said that?
Well, yeah, because you knew not to swear on the radio.
Well, that's a nice thing to not do.
Yeah,
the lovely people here at WGRN would hate to have swearing.
12 o'clock
radio.
East North Broadway and High.
By golly.
Fight
to hell
the
with
Nazis
that.
At B. Saturday.
Yep. Okay, then.
All right.
Are we finished?
We're done.
That's Bob Petrakis. I'm Dan Dugan. We're the other side of the news on WGRN. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the other side of the news. This is Bob Petrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, the Green Renaissance.